AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A Senate investigation found lots of problems with communications among agencies leading up to the Capitol riot. The report did not go into the cause of the riot in January. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says this report shows there is no need to set up a commission.
I'll continue to support these efforts over any that seek to politicize the process, and I would urge my colleagues to do the same.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pointed out no mention of a possible cause.
If anything, the joint report by the Homeland Security and Rules Committees has strengthened the argument for an independent commission.
The FBI says more than 800 suspects were arrested. More than 32 tons of drugs were seized, all by setting up their own encrypted messaging service. Acting U.S. Attorney Randy Grossman says these people were stung.
Every single person who used Anum used it for a criminal purpose.
Grossman says the operation known as Trojan Shield dealt an unprecedented blow to organized crime around the world. In the Senate, West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin says he wasn't swayed by civil rights leaders who implored him to swing behind his party's sweeping voting rights bill. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's not needed.
There's no threat to the voting rights law. It's against the law to discriminate in voting on the basis of race. Already.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the measure is needed to combat a Republican assault on our democracy. City crews returned to a Minneapolis intersection where a memorial to George Floyd was assembled after his death last year and worked to reopen it to traffic by removing debris and makeshift barriers, only to have activists barricade the area again. A woman was sentenced to 3 years in prison for making false 911 calls that ultimately resulted in a 2019 drug raid by Houston police that killed both homeowners. Stocks were mixed, the Dow down 10 points. This is AP News. There are lots of jobs available.
There were a record number of job openings in April, 9.3 million. The number of Americans who quit their jobs in April rose by 4 million to the highest figure in records going back 20 years. What are we to make of all of that? Nick Bunker, the economic research director at the Indeed Hiring Lab, says more than a year after what he calls the horrific job losses and wage cuts, job seekers have a strong hand in the labor market again. Demand for workers is surging, he says, as the economy starts to come out of the pandemic lockdown. I'm Rita Foley.
We've heard him say this on ABC's The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
The most shocking finale in Bachelor history.
Chris Harrison is history. He's leaving his hosting duties permanently. Harrison defended a contestant against criticism over photos showing her at a fraternity formal with an Old South plantation theme. Ed Donahue, AP News.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at capital.one/commercial. Member FDIC.